Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I'm so tired of being alone. I'm so tired.
That's the Reverend Al Green, ladies and gentlemen, bringing us back. One of the great voices of all time. Thanks for being part of our day, 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, having a great visit with our good friend Ken Yancey, CEO of SCORE, S-C-O-R-E. That's score.org. Ken, thanks again for hanging out with me. Thanks for all you do for small businesses in America. Tell the audience how many chapters you have across the country.
Sure, Jim. We're 14,000 volunteers organized into 350 chapters across the country. The chances are that there is a SCORE chapter in your immediate area, and if there is not, then the website, as you mentioned, at score.org, you can sign up there under our mentoring tab for find an email mentor. We can mentor you over email. We can mentor you through Skype in some market.
If you're in Liberty, Texas, that's just south of Woodville. Mm-hmm. If you're in Liberty, Texas, if there's a SCORE chapter in Woodville, they'll come down to see you in Liberty, won't they?
You know, in areas where it's widely dispersed geographically, it's very common for us to meet in the middle, so to speak, or for us to come to you. But again, there's still so much that can be accomplished with Skype, with email, with instant message. And in addition to that, for those that would like some other types of tools, we have a series of online workshops.
Your website is really robusting up there, Ken. You guys are doing a lot of online stuff these days.
Thank you. A lot of good things. You know, a lot of very timely things. Some great stuff from AGV on online security for remote workforce. Information about cybersecurity, which is really important these days. You know, I was hearing this morning on the radio about this malvertising that is now the new method of phishing and getting into your systems and stealing your data. And so lots of timely things, and you can. We have a new template gallery, Jim, that's just terrific. Any type of business form, business letter that you might need, there are examples of that that are downloadable for free. It's really a terrific.
And here we are in the second decade of the 21st century, Ken. Your volunteers are tech savvy these days, aren't they?
You know, they are, and I'm not going to profess that any of us have all the knowledge we need around, you know, some of the social media.
Well, that's because not many of your volunteers are 19 or 20.
Well, that's true, but the good news is that if they don't have direct knowledge, we can get you to the right place.
Right.
Sometimes that's outside of SCORE. Your comment about us knowing the community, if we have someone that comes in that has a question about technology or social media that we can't answer, we can get you in the right place in your community to get you what you need, and then we'll follow up with you.
Well, they can help you. They can help you match up with a. I'll tell you something, Ken. And every small business owner should take advantage of this. And I'm tell you, folks, you please listen to what I'm saying. Get a college intern. Get a business major in the school of business, in a local college or junior college. Get these interns to come to work for you for a semester. Ken, you could marry up those kids with some of your volunteers, and you got a heck of a team there.
You know, and believe it or not, it's very common for us to work with the local colleges, universities, community colleges to do exactly that. And it's a great match. It's good for our volunteers and clearly good for the student, and the best news is that it's the small business owner that wins in the long run.
We have had several interns over the last few years, but we haven't had any kind of a regular schedule. But we've had so much success lately that I told the local university intern coordinator, I told her a week ago, I said, put me down for a fresh intern every spring semester.
Mm-hmm. I think that's really smart. And, you know, you and I aren't the only ones that can do that. Any small business that has something to offer to the student,
If
you haven't talked to your local educational system, whether it's the DECA chapter at your high school or the Alpha, Beta, whatever it is, you need to do that. There are great resources there that low cost to free.
That's exactly what we're talking about, folks. There's so many things available to you today, and especially the great folks at SCORE, the volunteers at SCORE, and their leader is our good friend Ken Yancey, CEO of SCORE, score.org. Ken, again, thanks for all you do for small business.
Well, Jim, thank you for everything. It's always a pleasure to be with you, my friend.
Good to talk to you, buddy. We'll see you next time. Ken Yancey, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. Gonna take I got to go for this hour. It's all we're over. We're through. I'm having so much fun, I don't want to stop, but they tell me I have to. 29 after. I'm 58 after, I should say. It's almost the end of the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, having so much fun, I can't tell time. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.